because there's an echo. Does that matter?
My name is Marcia Donziger. I am 42 years old. I was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer 15 years ago when I was 27.
So, getting back to what we talked about on the way down here, so mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us some of the ways that you've added life to your days, as they say, in the last 10, 15 years?
I have found a very rewarding way to add life to my days. I founded an organization that's a nonprofit called My Lifeline Cancer Foundation, and we believe a strong support community is critical for cancer patients, so we provide free personal private websites to help them easily connect with their friends and family online in order to get the help that they need so they don't feel alone. And we are online at www.mylifeline.org.
So what does the provision of these things to other cancer patients do for you?
For me, it's been a rewarding experience because I started the foundation because I had an issue communicating with people easily. My friends and family wanted to know how I was doing when I was going through chemotherapy treatments, and I always fell behind on calling people back, and I always felt guilty about that. So a few years later, a friend of mine, Lori, was diagnosed with brain cancer at the age of 33, and her friends owned a web company, created this beautiful website for her, and immediately I knew this was a tool that I could have used that really would have benefited my recovery process. And unfortunately, when she passed away after 2 years, I couldn't stop thinking about her. It was such a powerful experience for me as a friend to be on her online support community. So I called her mom to see how she was doing after Lori passed away. And her mom said Lori's website was our lifeline. And that's what gave me the idea to create a master website so that every cancer patient could create their own little community of friends and family privately, so that they could share what was going on with them, receive messages back, utilize a calendar to help them post their chemo and radiation treatments, whether they needed help like a ride to the doctor, help with the kids, a personal fundraising page because patients struggle so much financially. They could let their friends and family know how they could be supported exactly. And friends and family in our research and evaluations have really been appreciative to know exactly how to help their friend who is suffering from cancer.
So what's the feedback been like?
So the feedback has been phenomenal. People have said that they feel supported, they feel in control. So much of cancer you can't control. But this is something that made them feel much more in control of the situation. They could educate their friends and family on what type of cancer they had. They could educate their friends and family on what they needed, how they needed to be supported, whether it was meals, whether it was visiting time, whether it was a day off for their caregiver. And it's been a very comprehensive way for them to communicate, which can be such a burden on families, the communication aspect. And I feel rewarded that we've been able to lift that burden off of them so that they can focus on healing and recovery.
So what were you doing before you founded My Lifeline?
Before I founded My Lifeline, I was professionally in sales for a computer distribution company. I had gotten married after my diagnosis, and because of the ovarian cancer, I couldn't have children. So we had children through a surrogate and an egg donor, which is also a very, very rewarding full circle experience for me from a young adult cancer perspective. Infertility is a big issue. So being able to have a family was always a dream of mine. And I have twin boys who are 6 years old now, and they bring lots of life to my days.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So you got out of computer sales what was that transition like?
Oh, from computer sales? Oh, it was a great transition, actually, because I love talking about technology, and that's what our platform is built on. And I love helping cancer patients. I found after I was done with treatment and survived cancer that everyone who knew someone with cancer would ask them to call me to see, you know, just to get that moral support. And people are coming to me for all kinds of cancer questions as a patient. and a survivor. And so it just made sense to build a system that I knew I could have benefited from, that I saw Lori benefit from, and her friends and family. So to put the love of technology and helping cancer patients together was a perfect fit for me. I have an entrepreneur mindset. So it was fun building something from scratch. And I mean, everything about it is really helped me seize every single day since then. I love work. I love my family. And I've been very, very lucky.
Great. That's great. Anything else that you wanted to add while on the topic of seizing the days?
Seizing the days.
Don't feel compelled to add anything.
Okay. I'll think if there's anything. I mean, just the way that I seize my days is just by following the passion I have in life with regards to helping cancer patients and the people I've met and the relationships I've built, after having cancer have been so extraordinary that it's something I never would have expected. That makes my life feel very full.
What do you think it is about the power of building those relationships? And maybe you can talk about one of them, for example.
I guess it's just the power of connecting to individuals who have been through similar experiences. That's very rewarding, that are all these inspirational people out there that we get to meet just by working with people going through an illness like cancer. And cancer or any illness can really bring bring home exactly what's important and what your priorities are. Whereas before you have cancer, maybe you're kind of drifting around, not exactly sure what to do. But after a cancer diagnosis, things become much more clear. And I don't know why that is, except that when your mortality is in question, that's probably something that brings a sense of urgency to your finding exactly what you want to do in your life and just pursuing that.